Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe.
Shri Lalita Madhava, Act 4, the play Meeting Radha. Scene 1. Uddhava enters. Uddhava speaks. Krishna allows himself to come under the control of his affectionate devotee's love. Controlled by their love, even though he is the master of all omniscient sages, he becomes bewildered. Even though he is the crest jewel of all omnipotent deities, still he becomes stunned and powerless. Even though his nature is eternal transcendental bliss, still he becomes filled with anguish. Looking ahead, he says, "Why is Gargi here?" He approaches her. "Noble lady, I offer my respectful obeisances to you." Gargi answers and enters. "O counselor, please always flood the world with the nectar of devotional service." Uddhava speaks. "To see the coronation of the king of the Yadus, the noble lady must have come with Rohini from Gokula." Gargi replies, "No, not at all. I came with the queen of Gokula, who was called to see the great festival of the sacred thread ceremony of Krishna and Balaram." Uddhava said, "The noble lady did not see the Lord's extraordinary pastimes in the arena?" Gargi said, "What happened? Tell me." Uddhava says, "Listen, bringing a great festival of happiness to the Chakravaka bird devotees, delighting the entire world, eclipsing the shining of the firefly demons, putting the night-blooming Kuvalya Pita flower deeply asleep, chasing away the restless owls, making the Yadu dynasty lotuses blossom with happiness, and killing the darkness that is the great king of the demons, the Krishna sun has now arisen on the horizon of the arena's eastern gate." Gargi inquires, Then? Uddhava replies, "His shoulder decorated with a club that was the old elephant's tusk, and his body anointed with sandalwood paste, aguru, kunkum, perspiration, and blood and ichor from the elephant, Krishna leaps and dances in the arena. The people saw Krishna in 10 ways. Seeing Krishna in the arena, the demoniac priests curled their lips in distaste. The great wrestlers became red with anger. Krishna's friends smiled broadly. The great demons became devastated. The sages became wrapped in meditation. His mother wept warm tears. The chivalrous fighters became excited. The hairs on their bodies standing up, the leaders of the demigods became struck with wonder. The menial servants danced, and the girls gazed at Krishna from the corner of their black eyes." Note, in this verse, the 10 rasas, Bibhatsa, loathing, 2, Rodra, anger, 3, Hasya, comedy, 4, Bhayanaka, terror, 5, Shanta, peaceful meditation, 6, Karuna, compassion, 7, Virashringara, conjugal love, are manifested one after another. Uddhava continues, "Decorated with a garland of Nagakeshara flowers and having just then crushed Chanara's army of fleeing wrestlers, Krishna, the lion of the Yadu dynasty, eagerly tore apart Kamsa, the wicked elephant of the Bhojas." Gargi says, "By good fortune, he who was a great spear plunged into the chests of the saintly devotees is dead." She then becomes blissful. "O counselor, Purnamasi, who, never losing Krishna's association, directly saw the wrestling arena pastimes, is very fortunate." Uddhava says, "How can Purnamasi's good fortune be described? Because of her close friendship with Krishna, her son Sandapani has become the spiritual master of the master of all the worlds." Gargi says in Sanskrit, "Even though Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead who fulfills everyone's desires, still Sandapani Muni's wife would send him out to gather firewood. She was like a person who purchases crushed sesame seeds by paying a price of the most valuable Chintamani gem. Uddhava says, Krishna was teaching how the disciples should act. Sandapani Muni's wife did not commit an offense. Gargi says, I heard that Krishna brought Madhumango from the abode of Yamaraj and gave him to Sandapani Muni as Guru Dakshin. Note, Madhumango is Sandapani Muni's son. Uddhava says, he not only gave Madhumango as Dakshin to his spiritual master Sandapani, but he also accepted Madhumango as his Kali Guru, that is pastime spiritual master, and also gave Dakshin to him. I heard of Madhumango's great good fortune in Gokula. Gargi asks, did you go to Gokula? Uddhava says, yes. Gargi questions, why? Uddhava says, to bring Chandravali Devi. Gargi asks, why did you not bring her? Uddhava replies with a tear, Rukmi took her from Gokula to Kundina again. Gargi asks, how did he hear that Chandravali was in Gokula? Uddhava replies, he heard it from the mouth of his friend Shishupal. Gargi asks, how did Shishupal hear about her? Uddhava replies, he heard from the mouth of Shutashrava Devi who lives in Vrindavan. Note, Shutashrava Devi was Shishupala's mother. Gargi says, when her brother Vasudeva was released from prison, she went to see him at her father's house. Then I unknowingly told her all the secrets of Gokula. Uddhava says, O noble lady, what fault is there on your part? Fate always places these obstacles in the path of people like myself. Gargi questions, why did no one try to stop Maharaja Bhishmika's son when he took Chandravali? Uddhava replies, at that time, Krishna and his relatives were in Mathura city for a long time, and Chandravali's husband Govardhan, also known as Toshala, had just died. Who else was there to oppose Bhishmika's son? Gargi says, noble friend, why didn't he take the four girls led by Padma? Uddhava replies, Padma is actually the daughter of King Nagnajit. Shama is the daughter of the king of Madra. Bhadra, the daughter of the king of Kaikaya, and Saibya, the daughter of the king of Saibya. After learning these facts from Narada Muni, these four kings, after humbly winning the Gopa king Nanda's permission, took their daughters home to their respective palaces. Gargi asks, are the girls of Gokula who so devotedly observe the vow of worshipping goddess Kachyani well? Uddhava replies with tears in his eyes, their hearts burning with pain. 16,100 gopis offered prayers to the goddess Kama for Krishna's return. As they were praying on the Yamuna's shore, a very ferocious demon violently kidnapped them all. Gargi questions, did your lord hear of this? Uddhava replies, he heard but not the details. Gargi asks, what details? Uddhava replies, of the 16,108 gopis, not a single one is still in Braja. Gargi says, what opportunity has he had to understand what has happened in Braja? Overwhelmed by Radha's terrible sufferings, he has not found even a moment's happiness. Uddhava says, noble lady, you speak the truth. For this reason, noble earnest Purnamasi has created a diversion to soothe the Lord's heart. Gargi asks, what was that? Uddhava replies, after praying to Bharata Muni, the founder of the art of music, she composed a new musical drama. Narada Muni sent it in Tumbaru's hand and Tumbaru taught it to the Gandharvas. Gargi says, I see some demigods talking with noble Purnamasi. They must be Gandharvas. Uddhava replies, yes, it is so. Look, accompanied by Madhumangal, lotus-eyed Krishna ascends the balcony of the Palace of Rubies to see the play. Gargi says, I will go and bring Mukura. Uddhava says, noble Purnamasi and I will bring the actors. They both exit. Thus ends scene 1.